أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الذين قالوا إنا نصارى أخذنا ميثاقهم فنسوا حظا مما ذكروا به فأغرينا بينهم العداوة والبغضاء إلى يوم القيامة وسوف ينبئهم الله بما كانوا يصنعون يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم صدق الله العظيم Inshallah we discuss verses 14, 15 and 16 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the last ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Yahud, that they had taken the covenant with Allah Ta'ala and they had broken the covenant and the consequences of it. Here Allah Ta'ala says with regards to the Nasara, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا Nasara, and from those who said that certainly we are Nasara, in other words we are Christian, أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ, we had taken their covenant, we taken their pledge with them, فَنَسُوا حَظَّمْ مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, then they forgot a portion of that with which they were advised. They forgot the kitab that Allah Ta'ala had given them, the advice that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given, and amongst the most important advice that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given for continuity of the deen, the continuity of the deen of the progeny was to bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They forgot that, and the result and consequences of it was فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, we stirred between them al-adawa, enmity, wal-baghda, malice. Between the Nasara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and stirred this adawat. Allah ta'ala created enmity. Allah ta'ala created malice between the different groupings of the Nasara. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we discussed and will carry on discussing this, that there was one group that believed that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself was Allah and he had come onto earth. And then there was one group that believed that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the son of Allah ta'ala, and the third group believed in the Trinity, that he was part of Allah Ta'ala. And then we found that after you learn European history, you will find then how they went into different sects. You will find on the one hand the Protestants, and on the other hand the different sectors of the Nasara. They fought wars and they fight wars between them. But all of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, it is a form of adab from Allah Rabbul Izzat, because they had forgotten the advice that Allah ta'ala had given them. وَسَوْفَ يُنَبِّئُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ, and soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform them of what they used to do. In other words, all that they had connived, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will inform them on the day of Qiyamah. Now addressing both the groups of the Yahud and the Nasara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, O Yahud, O Nasara, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا, certainly our Rasul had come. Whether you accept it, whether you deny it, whether you hide it, you conceal it, you reveal it, whatever, the Rasul had certainly come. يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا كُنْتُمْ تُخْفُونَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, and one specific function, one specific duty, one specific task of the Rasul, that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was that he clarified, he ascertained, he certified for you much of that which you had concealed from the kitab. Now He did not learn your kitab, he did not read your kitab, he didn't read the Torah, he didn't read the Injil, he was not even given access to all of that, but then he revealed all of that, and he exposed all of that. So how did all of this happen? Obviously it happened through the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So conceal how much you want to conceal, change how much you want to change, and in that way contaminate how much you want to contaminate as far as the kitab is concerned. Allah ta'ala sent the Rasul, and the Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will then expose whatever Allah ta'ala so desires. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And at the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam overlooked many of the things. The enmity that you had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the kind of misgivings, the kind of difficulties that you created in the pathway of the Sahaba, the doubts that you put in the hearts of the Sahaba, all of that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had forgiven. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, certainly came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نُورٌ a nur. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a guiding light, but of course Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was insan and he was a human. His physical form was in actual fact a proof of his nubuwat. Wa kitabun mubin, and the manifest and the clear kitab. Yahdi bihi Allah, through it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. Who does Allah ta'ala guide? Manittaba'a ridwana, that person that follows the ridwan, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To what Allah ta'ala guides? Subul as-salam, to the paths of peace, to the roads of peace. One is Darus Salam, and that is Jannat. To get Darus Salam, a person has to follow Subul as-salam. And to get Subul as-salam and Darus Salam, of course, as-salam himself is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there is one path, and that is the path of Islam. What we have to do is we have to become subservient to all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes them, takes them out from ظُلُمَات, the many darknesses, the darknesses of kufr, the darknesses of shirk, and all the other evils. إِلَى النُّور, to the nur of hidayat, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance. بِإِذْنِهِ, by His command, by the command of Allah ta'ala. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them. إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, to the straight path. So in short, Allah ta'ala speaks about the fact that no matter how much they may conceal, Allah ta'ala revealed the Quran, Allah ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exposed the facts, Allah ta'ala exposed the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people brought iman in Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and this deen of Islam does not only exist, but it remains strong, and it will remain strong till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.